How high can this dragon fly? Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I am your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined by the founder of the NEC Illuminati, the delayer of shipments, the procrastinator of pre-orders, my YouTube wife, Mrs. Modern Toy Fair, Jamar _ Games. But that's not all. I'm also joined by the man Modern Toy Fair has full custody over, the man Optimus Prime popped and he refuses to stop, the Twilight Knight, the master of Mac, the three pump jump of taking the show off the rails, Nate. How you guys doing?
What's up?
I'm wonderful. Yeah. You?
I'm not bad. I'm just glad that I can properly speak now. Still not 100%, but true. I can get through the intro without wheezing, so that's a plus.
That's true. I was wondering why I was like sort of annoyed, but it's because you were talking more clearly now. I'm joking. But I couldn't pass up on
saying why do you
that.
Hurt me? Why? But who hurt you?
Hurt people hurt people.
That's why I'm asking, who hurt you?
I don't know. It's I don't know.
Jesus.
What are we doing here?
Well, what we are doing is we are discussing the new HasLab, which is the G.I. Joe classified Dragonfly helicopter thing. So they announced this not like literally a couple days ago, and during a live stream. It's a full 2.5 foot long helicopter. Let me pull it up so people can actually see it. It comes with tons of accessories. You've got different attachments to it. You've got blast effects with like missiles and bullets effects and everything everywhere. It's got the cockpit. I assume the propeller actually moves both on the tail and up above. It, like even seeing it next to a person on the live stream, it just looks massive. And they came at it with a price point that was surprising, considering it's bigger than the His Tank. And it is $275, plus shipping and all that. So this thing got funded in essentially like a day. It went up, on Wednesday? Or no, today's Wednesday, Monday?
Yes.
And it is now Wednesday. And as of right now, it's sitting at 115% funded. It's at 11,600, roughly. People.
So we're about 1,400 away from the first stretch goal.
Yes, which is, I don't know his name, Nate, but it's dude in jumpsuit to be the pilot.
Makes sense.
So yes, it is
jumpsuit dude?
Night Force Ripcord.
Yeah, that guy.
So. For those of you out there who may have only seen the movie, it's Marlon Wayans, although not Marlon Wayans.
Oh. I'm looking it up now. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess kind of like, what is it the Hasbro, like G.I. Joe team, that they just seem to get it and they're doing it so right? Is it the fans? Like what, why is it that these fund so easily, but it seems like Star Wars and Marvel not necessarily struggle, but they definitely like there's at least somewhat of a will they, won't they with those versus we're like both classified things funded within a day.
Yeah. I mean, and when I talk about the price, I think we ought to like, asterisk this or put some sort of caveat, if I'm using that correctly. I can't remember. $275 is still a lot of money. Let's not pretend that it's not.
Yeah.
But comparatively, just putting it in perspective, the recent re-release, not a new item, but the re-release of Boba Fett Starship that was made available to different retailers is retail of around $200 to $220. And that's for a vehicle that's been released multiple times at a smaller scale. Yeah. So just, I want to put that in perspective, because if you look at it that way, $275
is a steal,
a much better and more attractive price point than we have seen lately. And one, I think that above others is part of it right there. I would say that's 50% of it is, and I've talked about this ad nauseum when we talk about HasLab, is perceived value. Okay. already $275. They're giving me this 2.5 foot long helicopter with all kinds of really cool blast effects and missiles and a pilot. Guaranteed, bar none, I am getting that for $275. Sign me up. That's what people are doing. Everything else on addition to that, hey, we could potentially get up to four figures. That is not a make or break situation in this case. It's not about, well, who are they going to give me? I can't wait to see who else I'm getting is the answer that we're hearing instead. And, you know, so right across, right there, the positivity is there. The excitement is there. But the other part of it is going to be G.I. Joe is a fan base that I think has felt kind of shat on, at least for the last, I would say, you know, not quite 15 years. You know, 25th anniversary was a pretty exciting time to be a G.I. Joe fan. That was around 2007, you know, 2008. That was when they were coming out at retail for an under $10 price point. Originally, those foil-backed 3¾-inch, amazing for the time, articulated figures were only $5.99 to begin with. I remember purchasing Storm Shadow from the first wave for $5.99 because I was like, why wouldn't I get these for $6? You know, when your average, like Marvel Legend was probably $11.99 at the time, maybe $10, but still an almost $6 price point. Ooh, that's great.
Man.
But ever since then, and even during that time, because, you know, Transformers was getting, you know, all this attention because of the movies. But even before those movies, they were getting tons of shows. G.I. Joe hasn't really had anything stable on television or in toy stores that people have felt happy with, really, you know, since Vintage Times or during that original, you know, kind of that New Sculpt era. But people lost interest in that pretty quickly, along with Sigma 6. So, you know, 25th anniversary was the first time they got something. People liked those. But again, then nothing. And we've seen Star Wars, you know, have consistent, persistent retail, you know, presence, you know, since 1995, unbroken since 1995. Think about that. Yeah. We're talking 28 years of, you know, there's been a new Star Wars figure every year. Okay. And then you look at, you know, wrestling and things like that. It's all been Transformers. It's all been done. G.I. Joe, it's exciting. People are coming to it for the first time, for the 15th time, and they just want more stuff. Now, the biggest thing that I'm going to put on top of that is, you know, something like the Dragonfly is very, very attractive to older or, you know, older fans, because that was one of the original 1983 vehicles. So pretty early in the line. Wild Bill was a pretty, you know, prominent character in the cartoon and in that year of the toys and stuff like that. So right there, that's a really attractive aspect of it too. It's still a wanted character. It appeals to that original fan as well as the people who've come in later. He's not a huge one for me, even though I've kind of been around. I never had the Dragonfly as a kid. I had Wild Bill later on, or I got him from a mail away or something like that. But he wasn't a huge favorite of mine. But I get the attraction of something that's that early. So that's my very long-winded answer. But because I agree, I mean, this one was pretty much a slam dunk. And when I saw, you know, 10,000 needed, I was like, oh, they'll hit that, you know, within the day. And they did.
Yeah. I had a feeling they would too. Another comparison that you missed from more recent is the McFarlane Batwing. That's 250.
Oh, yeah.
And it's technically not like in full scale because like the one from the movie is supposed to be able to fit Batman in the front and then the two Flashes in the back, which it can't, but it's still massive and it's 250. And this is true to scale for that line. And it's 275 plus you get a figure. So like even then, like you're getting a great deal for that price point.
Yeah. And I was going to say, too, yeah, I mean, I definitely didn't think about that. And I didn't want to bring up necessarily the Hellcharger because, you know, that opens up a whole other can of worms. But really more that I would address with that is the fact that Wild Bill is a more prominent character than that particular Ghost Rider. So that always has something to do with it. But there is that added thing with a HasLab or any type of item like this. There is that feeling of, you know, attractiveness of owning something that not everybody has or will get or something like that. There is a limited feel to those. I don't know how, you know, correct that may be, because, you know, the Razor Crest, supposedly there's 28,000 of them, and that's actually a really high number. You know, so who knows?
But at the same time, like 28,000, yeah, that's a lot for a run, but it means that people in the future who didn't get in the line in time are going to have a hard time getting it. So it kind of still gives you that same mentality of like, I'm a part of a special club who got it in like on the ground floor of things versus having to pay 2 to 3 times for it.
Yeah. Cause I'll tell you, I mean, having the barge, I'm looking at it right here. Having the barge does feel special, because that one, first one, not a lot of people did it. They were unsure of it or something like that. So, I mean, you know, us barge owners, we feel pumped. I know.
I hear you have a special handshake.
Yeah. I mean, I know two others, actually three others. Yeah. So I know three people that have one. But, like, yeah. Well,
once a month.
Sort of. Yeah. You could say that. We do know each other. So, yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, my personal expertise on the matter, honestly, it just seems like the fact that, like you said, we've talked ad nauseum about, I'm sure everyone still love us discussing HasLabs and funding these Kickstarter-esque like projects with all these companies, but this one just seems to, like, I have no touchstone at all to this line at all, but it seems to be, one, you said 275, my history of all of the ones in the past, I'm like, that seems pretty decent. And then you have a figure, you have these blast effects, and you have this giant-ass copter. It just makes sense that, like, well, one, they're not trying to sell you higher, because it doesn't feel like it, at least, that they're trying to sell you at a higher price point because of all the things you could potentially get. Mm-hmm. It just says, like, we're putting a value at this, and then everything else is kind of, like, bonus. And I feel like, Nate, we've said this 1,000 times, like, about the Hellcat, you know. Or other things that we've discussed in the past of, like, why can't they just make it, this is what you're getting. Everything else should just be a happy surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the problem with the, on the Marvel side. At what point do, like, they just have this team take over and say, hey, let us have a crack at it and see, like, what we could do. The, you know, same for, like, Star Wars or something. Because they have to be bringing in money and getting these funded.
You also have to keep in mind that they own G.I. Joe, so they don't have to go through anyone else. They make 100% of the decisions on that.
They just have to go
to the top of the mountain and talk to the heads of Hasbro, versus Marvel and Star Wars have to do that, and then they have to reach out to Disney and get approval and this, that, and the other, plus all the extra fees. So there's a little more that goes into it than that.
It's not so much about just approving a certain property or something, but it also seems that they have a pretty good pulse on, like, what's value for, like, the collectors. Mm. Like, they're speaking more to the collectors than they are to just, like, coming up with crazy shit to sell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I mean in that perspective of, like, they seem to understand it a little bit better.
And it does lend itself better to that, because these large, Star Wars has proven that these large 6-inch scale vehicles are not intended for retail. Everyone that has come out has not sold well at retail. They become very valuable later, because there's not that many of them, or they're just, they just weren't around. But G.I. Joe, you know, there's tons of vehicles. I mean, they're literally, it was intended as a vehicle line. The figures were actually supposed to be accessories to them. But, you know, so there's so much that they can pull from, but these are always going to be HasLabs. They just are.
Yeah.
Outside of, like, the Trouble Bubble and a motorcycle that we've seen that they're doing, we're not going to see these. That's a legit
thing. I know. I saw it. It's just a silly name.
It is. It's a silly name. It's a silly vehicle, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so there's so much that they can pull from, whereas I think Marvel, I think the Hellcharger proved that they were kind of not, they're kind of grasping at straws for a big item, you know, because they already did a Sentinel. They already did Galactus. Where do you go from here? So you're going to do, like, a vehicle. Well, you can't do a helicarrier because that's too big at a 6-inch scale. That's not possible. You got to do cars then. And who has a car? Well, Ghost Rider has a car. I mean, they would have probably done way better if they offered the spider buggy from the 70s.
I was just about to make that joke.
Because, I mean, it's a joke, but it's also, like, I probably would have got that. Like, it wouldn't have had the need for all the accessories. It wouldn't need lights. It wouldn't need electronics. So it could be under 200. And I would definitely be down for that, and I would get it. And that's the other thing too. Like, we can't discount that price point. It's at that sweet spot. I think, you know, anywhere if you can deliver it under 300, I think that that's almost going to always be a win. You know, look at the Transformers ones that we have hardly talked about, mm-hmm. because they are so under the radar, because there is zero drama involved in the last two, which was mm-hmm. Victory Saber and Deathsaurus. So, Jamar, I don't even know unless you listen to me talk about him.
Do you have that?
I know we've talked about him. So he knows of them. He just doesn't remember.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I recall Victory Saber.
Yeah. Yep. I have it. I was in for Deathsaurus. It just hasn't shipped yet. But I mean, those were both, I think, at 175 or 180. I can't remember.
Shit. Yeah.
It was still that under 200 price point. Now you're getting what would be considered a command class, which is around an $80 toy, maybe to $80 to $100 toy for the 175. But it's the uniqueness, the tooling, and all that. Right. It felt worth it right from the get go. So, you know, those went no problem. This is going no problem. The His Tank was 350. Is that It was 300.
Because that was the thing. Right. The His Tank was 300, and the Hell Charger was 350. And a lot of it was alluding to licensing fees, since, you know, the difference.
Right. So yeah, again, that under, you know, that 300 and other, you know, is going to be, you know, really cool. I think, I just thought of this. So looking at that campaign,
mm-hmm.
It had no problem funding. The value was there, but the tiers, and they kind of got blasted for them, were, you know, like an extra canopy and an effects piece and things like that. And then when they started adding the army builder figures, then people got really excited. It mm-hmm. really wasn't a major expense for them, because they were just mm-hmm. doing different colors of the same mold, but they realized it got a bigger response. So take a look at the Dragonfly, look at the effects pieces, the stand mm-hmm. that you can get on it and things like that. So my guess is that was the original intention for stretch goals. And they were just like, screw that, throw it all on there now, and we'll just do four figures that we could make really easily. So this Night Force Ripcord looks like a very basic figure, you know, with some extra like parachute effects. They'll reuse that as regular Ripcord next year.
Mm-hmm.
They could probably mm-hmm. use that body for some other pilot or generic soldier or, you know, parajumper or something. And they'll probably do Airborne as another pilot, which also requires very little, you know, updates and the molds and things like that. So they'll be like, oh, we got the potential for four figures, and you've already given them all the stuff. I think it's there.
Which brings me to an interesting point. So His Tank was 300. This thing is bigger than the His Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like at least the effect pieces give you a little bit more oomph than some of the swap out parts. How did they manage to go backwards in price? Because when people started showing this, I'm like, oh, this thing's got to be at least like 350. It's massive. And then I saw it was 275, and I was very confused. I was like, wow, that's surprising, because like the His Tank was $25 more, and I feel like you got less out of it.
Is there any electronics in this?
I don't think so.
It says exterior lighting.
Oh, okay.
But that looks like just like basic like white LEDs. Like not like any lighting in the effects or anything like that. Okay. The dash.
Yeah, it does have a couple headlights on.
Okay.
Whoa,
the cockpit has lights.
Yeah, it says interior and exterior LED.
So I would then say I think the difference is overall plastic being used. Because while the Dragonfly is maybe wider, it's not as, like, the max isn't the same. Dense. Where His Tank is solid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a solid, complete tank. Where a helicopter, it's, I just think there's probably the plastic involved. And again, it's a difference of $25. It's not a huge difference, but I would think that's where it is. Or they just know that a better, you know, price point would work. And it's all ridiculously priced anyway, so they can make that kind of sacrifice. Yeah,
the dimensions of this thing are, so they have it as wide, but I'm going to put it as long, 34 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
It is 11.33 inches high, and it is, this is going to be wide for me, even though they have it as deep. So the width of the helicopter is 13.77 inches. So that's almost a foot wide.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not big. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying mass wise, like, the his tank has got more plastic involved.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm, like, if this is, I don't want to say, like, normally you buy something like this, I'm going to expect it to be, like, you buy the his tank, you don't want it to be, like, super, super light, mm-hmm, filling, maybe.
Yeah.
Whereas this,
yeah,
if this isn't, like, super heavy or it, I see what you mean, like mass of like the plastic itself.
Keep in mind the his tank also is mildly hollow because it has an interior with figures in it.
Well, this has interior as well.
But I'm saying, like, actually, like, you have the cockpit and then they have a back door that opens and has little compartments.
Yeah. But there's still like
yeah.
I don't think either of you guys are actually understanding what I'm saying, and that's okay. But I mean, like, you know, part of the part that's big is, you know, you have the rotors, but that's not much, and it connects to the top, and then there's this big long piece, which, mm-hmm, yeah, that's a lot, and then you got your things that stick out the side, but that's mostly just that long piece there.
Yeah,
whereas I see what the you his mean. Tank, like, coming off of,
but like the cockpit area more is supposedly over a foot wide,
right? And so is the his.
That's what I'm saying, though. So, like, it's not like it's as width thick as the his, but it's longer, is what I'm saying.
He means like. It's
we talked about daintier. This last week. Size matters.
Yes, but like he's saying, it's daintier.
But the only,
like,
thing daintier about
it
is the tail.
Like the cop
is what I'm saying.
Well, not even just the tail, but just like he said, the rod that holds the propellers isn't like that large. Like, you just have one beefy, like, I don't like doing this gesture, but you have one, yeah, like, you have this big beefy, like, body, yeah, you know, that, yeah, it's just beefy like that. Whereas the his tank is like, yeah, a little bit more complex. Whole... Yeah, you gotta like that. Or maybe with the his, you just go like this.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like bigger. Yeah.
You gotta get
it's so big. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, you
get
what I'm
saying. I think I'm on the same page as you, Nate. I think I get you.
Yeah.
But I understand. It's not just about the overall dimensions, but like, yeah, the. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
did they mention the weight?
But girth and technique? Yeah.
It's true.
I don't know. It just seems very odd that this is less money. So it makes me wonder if maybe it is also...
We were all being price gouged to begin with?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Well,
that it's,
yeah.
I mean, we knew that. But I'm thinking that maybe it's a sign that someone has stepped in and been like, hey, we can't afford to have another year like last year. We need to find a happy medium because the...
That's a fair...
Let's just briefly touch on that, because the only place I'm actually ever seeing this is at Target. But, you know, they recently dropped the price on the Indiana Jones retro and the whatever bullshit kids line that is.
The ones like the Star Wars Squadron one.
Yeah. All of the tags at Target, you know, have the original price, you know, was $14.99 for retro, because that's what they were originally solicited. Now $11.99. Hasbro made that price change. Not Target.
Mm-hmm.
And then just recently I happened to see a figure that that I mentioned last week on OnlyFigs that I'm not going to mention because they don't know about it yet, but it was a Target exclusive. It was originally $27.99. It is now $24.99, as it should be. So I do feel like Hasbro is recognizing that while we aren't seeing a sweeping price drop across the board, I think they... Trying. Yeah. I'm not going to defend them fully, because I'm not going to say they're doing this out of the kindness of their hearts.
No. They're doing it because they can't afford not to.
They had a major hit to their bottom line last year. So yes, I do think that has part of it.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not alone on that, because when I saw that, I'm like, that doesn't seem like a this was cheaper to make decision. That seems like
right.
A,
even hey. Besides this to this,
yeah.
Yes, because you would think after a year. You should be able to then increase the price.
Yeah.
For less.
I see what you mean. Mm-hmm. With, like, the inflation and all that stuff.
They have a lot more behind them now that they could be like, oh, yeah, it's more expensive. Yeah.
And how quickly the his tank worked, and they could be like, well, we can increase the price, maybe only lose 25% and still fall. And they didn't. They actually lowered the price, and it's exceeding expectations, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to throw this out here real quick, though. Could it just be that, like, I know we were doing the, you know, but, like, could it just be the tooling for this is a little bit easier to overall, like, make? Because is possible? It his tank like more
seems unlikely
stuff?
But possible.
Yeah, I do think that his has more pieces, but not having either one in front of me, I can't say. Because if I went by the original toy, it would be the Dragonfly. But the his tank wasn't really that. The original his tank wasn't that detailed. Mm-hmm. So it's tough to say.
Yeah. I feel like, especially after the Hell Charger, because Hell Charger felt like it was the hubris. They were like, oh, the his tank, fucking cakewalk. That was 300. We can charge 350 for this and people will eat it up. And then it didn't. And I feel like that like had to be a little bit humbling. But that also seems like if they were to stay on that trend, there's no way this would have been less than 300 for the size of everything. They would have found a way to justify it and borderline make it 400 if they could, if we were still last year.
And I also wonder what would have happened if several of the stretch goals were included in the initial price.
Mm-hmm.
Like if the rank, because the Rancor was like 350.
Yeah.
Which by itself was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. If they would have thrown in the backdrop, the rocks, the bones, the Gamorrean guard, and there was some other, the Rancor keeper. If they would have put that out up front at 350, I think they would have hit it and they could have added then something else. But
Yeah.
It's almost like what we said before, maybe do something different with the stretch goals and just try and sell an awesome package and not, you know, get that pop from the stretch goals each time.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, come out with something dope. And then if we can add value, add value. Because the stretch goals could be just like basic ass shit if you already sold on the value of it. It doesn't, you could do smaller things that will get people. Yeah, more excited if they're already excited for the value of everything together. So. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that Deathsaurus, and I think the throne was included to begin with. And so they added like blast effects and a cannon and something else. And they told us, and they were all like, you know, whatever, like, fine, cool. Hope it hits those. I want those, but that doesn't make my decision any more, any less. And then when it was completely over, they threw in two. You know, the small style, I'm forgetting what they're,
I feel like I want to know because you said them so many times, like HJ is one of them.
Micromasters.
We're talking about.
I was going to say micro, but I didn't know what the rest of it was.
Yeah. The Micromasters. They threw in two Micromasters after the campaign had closed. Thanks for making this a success.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this. Like,
mm-hmm.
come on. That's classic. Yeah. Like,
meanwhile, it's just so funny. It's the same company.
Right.
It's like,
same
it's
company.
Different
divisions.
Sure.
And,
sure.
Yeah.
But it's ironic because price does really affect it along with like what the stretch goals and the perceived value are. Because if you look at the Mattel Creations Nitro stage we talked about a few weeks back.
Yeah.
That ended up not funding. And it was heavily because the figures that you got when it unlocked, people didn't care about. Nobody wanted Rey Mysterio from 30 years ago. Mm. So like, they added Big Papa Pump, but at that point, it's like, okay, you get one cool figure, but no one really cared about the other one. So it unfortunately does affect it one way or the other. I'm just glad to see at least, you know, one division of Hasbro either A, getting it, or B, being empowered to be able to do things. Because I don't want to blame the Star Wars or the Marvel teams. I don't think a lot of these decisions are their fault. I think they have the ideas and then the bureaucrat bullshit behind the scenes weasels its way in and manipulates and changes the way they want to do things. So I think it was up to them. They probably would have a better offering up front, but they have more hoops to jump through.
Yeah. I want to clarify, cause I don't want it to seem as if though I was like, yeah, these other two teams just suck. I just mean it like maybe they probably do this as well, is like sharing notes of like, this worked for us. Like, you should maybe like do X, Y, Z, or, you know, and kind of
guarantee they're all watching each other's projects. Like,
yeah. But even like communicating like with each other, I'm sure. But I honestly, like something you said that I don't know if it was quite necessarily a throwaway, Nate, but Marvel Legends is a figure line. Whereas like, not to say that G.I. Joe isn't, but yeah, those large scale figures, what could you do? You know what I mean? Like, it almost would have to be like they sell like a 4-pack of like related figures or something like that versus just like something super large that wouldn't be in retail. It'd have to be something like that because vehicles may not be the answer.
Right. It'll be interesting to see what the Avengers
item
is. Because honestly, if I'm going to predict anything, or I think would be maybe not necessarily a prediction, but what I think would be a great idea is some sort of Avengers Mansion display item.
Okay.
You know, either detailed or just an Avengers themed area so you could set up, you know, your main, you know, whatever Avengers you want to. I think that would be really cool. It would make more sense than, you know, a jet. But that's probably what it is.
I haven't been, and this scale may be too big for this to be a thing anyways, but have they done like the carrier thing, the
helicarrier?
The helicarrier?
For the 3¾-inch line, they did.
I feel like I remember seeing something. But yeah, 6-inch, that'd be
bigger possible. Than the
it'd be the size of my desk.
The
right
thing
now.
That Nate has for his GI. Yeah.
Large. Oh wait, no, the
I don't think it's gonna be a vehicle this time. I think they're gonna go back to it being a giant figure, and I think they're gonna do some version of Giant Man.
You might be right. That's super boring, and I agree,
but
I'm not going to get any of it, most likely, but still.
I mean, I won't get it. Like, I had no interest in Galactus because I'm not a big Fantastic Four person. I have zero interest in a Giant Man. So I'd prefer it to be like a Quinjet because that could be more fun depending on what they do with it and the price. But I think that they're going to, if they go back to vehicles, it's going to be a while. I don't think they're going to jump right back into it. I think they're going back to the bread and butter, the things that have done well for him, which is the big, beefy figures.
Yeah, Galactus did come out, right?
Yeah, it shipped. Everyone's got it.
Okay. I just there didn't seem to be the excitement as the Sentinel, but maybe that's just because
the Sentinel's better.
I mean, I'm not here to agree or disagree. I backed one, even though I didn't keep it. I backed one and not the other. So
hey, at least, you know what? At least it's still in your presence every week.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I can't see it the way the screen is divided, but you know.
Oh, because you're on your tablet. That's right. Yeah. I was just like, what are you talking about? Like, it's very visible in the background.
Nope.
Yeah. So anyway, let us know in the comments below. Actually, first, before I do this, Nate, are you backing it? Are you getting a dragonfly?
Yes.
I thought so.
I have not though. It's for no reason than I have been so busy doing stuff that I just haven't sat down to take the 3 minutes that it's going to take to do it. Mm-hmm. But that's the only reason.
Okay. We'll see where I'm at in 41 days. If I think I can justify the $200, I'm going to get it. And I'm just going to get that G.I. Joe logo off there and just have me a cool helicopter, but we'll see.
Oh, and you could sell whatever figures you got for a decent price after it was all done. Cause some people are just going to be figures only anyway.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, I really, especially like the effect pieces. That's what really did it for me. I'm like, oh, the things I could do. The itch is coming. Oh, so we'll see where I'm at in 41 days.
I like the way you're thinking.
Anyway, let us know in the comments.
You're not going to ask me?
No, because we already know you're not going to.
Yeah, I'm not, but I just like to be asked. That's all.
Jamar, are you going to back the dragonfly?
No, I'm not. Actually, yes, I am. I'm going to back it right now. Where is it at? I have it up here.
Haslab.com/dragonfly.
It's backed. I got it. So.
Yep. I swear to God, it would be hilarious if Jamar backed one before Nate did.
Yeah, it would be.
Feels perfect with my turtles.
Well, anyway, let us know in the comments below. Are you backing this? Are you excited? What's your take on the price point? Why do you think this does so much better than the other Haslabs from Star Wars and Marvel? Not that those, you know, obviously don't do well, but I mean, these two in a row have backed within 24 hours. So let us know all that down in the comments below. And of course, if you enjoyed this video, please make sure to like and subscribe. Helps us out, lets us know we're going to do a good job. Also gets you much tutorial-related content in your feed with the reviews, Let's Poses, live stream, and the weekly podcast. And of course, if you want to help support the channel, you can head over to patreon.com/moderntoyaffair, where we have tons of different options for tiers with different rewards that you can get. Check that out. Link will be in the description below. Also, if you missed last week's live stream, you can officially go to tpublic.com/moderntoyaffair and pick up the I'm Unpunched t-shirt, which was born on the OnlyFigs live stream. So if you need context for that, you'll have to go back a few weeks and rewatch those. You can check Jamar out over on metal.tv/JamarGames. Nate, what you got for us?
I need it. We need a new patron. It's your chance now to decide what podcast that I'm going to do, because if Michael sent me one in the last hour or so, I didn't see it, but we didn't have any new ones.
We didn't. I'm glad you said that, though, because I do have to go back, because I did make a mistake, because Sick Brain is still a thing. We did have two inputs for this week's episode. Sukmatane has ordered multiple his tanks, but he's only going to be getting one Dragonfly, just because it seems less of an army builder ship, both due to the nature of the ship and the space it takes. Yep. And then Aaron Samples said he got one. Space danger is real. Had some possible ideas for others, but no space to have them. So my apologies for not getting those sooner.
I'll say that. The space issue thing, think about hanging that one.
Yeah. Mm. Well, the nice thing is because the propeller moves, you can have it straight, and then it has that stand. So if you have a shelf, you put it on top of the shelf.
Yep.
Just make sure the stuff is stable so it doesn't go...
So one or the other.
Yes. But we'll see you next week. Same toy time, same Toy Fair channel. Thank you for watching.
You should wave with...